This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A child is dead after being hit by a car in Taylor County. Authorities received a report of the incident earlier this week in the town of Aurora. An investigation shows a vehicle traveling northbound hit the 8-year-old when they stepped into the road to check the mailbox. The child was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver and other people in the car were not injured. Green Bay's longest-serving mayor is taking another run at it. In a news conference earlier this week, former Mayor Jim Schmidt announced plans to run in the April 2027 election. Schmidt previously served as Green Bay mayor from 2003 to 2019. Schmidt says he plans to fight homelessness in the city, make home ownership easier, cut red tape for development, and improve education. Current Green Bay mayor Eric Genrich says he hasn't yet decided if he will seek a third term. A new ordinance proposed to the Winnebago County Board is looking to stop the expansion of license plate reader cameras in the county. The ordinance asks the board to pass a law that would reduce law enforcement's access to the cameras. The proposal says the cameras would only be allowed for parking enforcement, access to controlled areas, and way stations, with data being deleted after 90 days. Winnebago County Sheriff John Motz wants to keep his department's 15 flock cameras, adding the tech has helped track down carjackers, child exploitation suspects, and more. The proposal is set to be reviewed by the Winnebago County Board's Judicial and Safety Committee. The Appleton Common Council has voted to allow a rally for women's rights to proceed next week. The decision comes after the organizers missed the deadline to apply for a permit. The event is hosted by Appleton Area Now, a group focused on women's rights and eliminating discrimination. Several city departments had already signed off on the event, with council members voting to grant a waiver and allow it to move forward. It's set to take place at Houdini Plaza next Wednesday at 4:30 in the afternoon. The National Weather Service confirms a tornado touched down near Milwaukee earlier this week. The EF0 tornado's path was about a half mile long, and peak winds reached 80 miles an hour. Strong, straight-line winds did cause much of the damage across the region during Tuesday's severe weather outbreak. A large tree fell onto a pizza place on Milwaukee's west side, forcing the business to close until further notice. Power outages continued for a couple of days, mostly in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. A number of law enforcement agencies in western Wisconsin are warning residents of an ongoing phone scam. According to a press release from the Dunn, Trempealeau, and Buffalo County Sheriff's Offices, residents have been receiving calls from scammers who claim to be members of law enforcement agencies, requesting money to have a family member released from jail. Law enforcement authorities are advising residents not to provide any personal information and hang up if they receive a call like that. Then, contact the agency directly to verify the claims. The Green Bay Common Council has approved a $750,000 grant match for the shipyard redevelopment project. It comes after the EPA awarded the city an extra $2.15 million in grant funding for the project. The total received is now at more than $7 million. The project aims to turn the vacated brownfield into a destination of recreation and tourism, including a floating dock, fishing pier, a lawn for concerts, dog park, a playground, a splash pad, and a commercial plaza. The next phase of the project is scheduled to be completed by 2027. The City of Wausau's Plan Commission has approved a conditional use permit for an assisted living facility in downtown Wausau. The facility would complement Grant Place, a 70-story, 55 and older apartment complex being built on the former Grable site. The facility will have 25 units and be built at 151 McKindo Street. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Brewer baseball this afternoon. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers have a late afternoon start against the Atlanta Braves. Jacob Mizorowski on the mound for Milwaukee. The crew with a 7-4 win over the Mariners yesterday to take that series 2-1. NFL, Packers tonight in Denver against the Broncos. GM Brian Gutekunst says he's excited to see running back Marshawn Lloyd off to a good start this camp after 2 years of injuries.
You know, when players miss time, that's tough. That's tough on these guys. They're young guys, and they want to be out there so badly. When they get out there and they're playing football, they're usually at their happiest. He's doing a great job with his opportunities. I think he's got a chance to help us this year.
In Madison, Mike Tressel asked where the Badgers defense has improved this year.
You know, I feel really good about the front four in terms of depth. I think we can really keep them fresh, which is critical. I mean, it's great to be bigger and stronger and longer and all that stuff, but if you're tired up there, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all.
That's Badgers defensive coordinator Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers or an isolated thunderstorm today. Our high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.